I'm in Winnipeg. Listener-driven, never corporate program.
Listener-driven, never corporate program. This is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We put this week's show together with Halloween in mind, so you'll hear more spooky, supernatural songs than usual today. We'll kick it off with one from Jackson C. Frank. He was a musician from New York who's known for writing the song Blues Run the Game. He only recorded one album and had a difficult life, during which he struggled with depression and found it hard to maintain his career. Although he influenced many well-known musicians, including Paul Simon and Nick Drake, he was never commercially successful, though interest in his music was revived later in his life, and many of his recordings have been re-released in recent years. He recorded this one, The Spectre, in 1997 in Woodstock, New York. It's one of his final recordings, which were going to be part of a new record before he passed away in 1999.
Where the street becomes a wall, the specter fell against it, without a cry or a wail. Here in the darkness, his blackened rainbow ran, there's no more lack of conscience.
Someplace there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under the bridge. Shelter lines stretching round the corner. Welcome to the New World Order. Families sleeping in their cars in the Southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. The highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light, searching for the ghost of Tom Joad.
He pulls a prayer book out of a sleeping bag. Preacher picture lights up a bud antiques of gray. Waiting for when the last she'll be first and the first she'll be last. In a cardboard box near the underpass, you got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock. Bathing in the city aqueduct.
The highway is alive tonight.
The highway is alive tonight.
But nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes.
Where it's headed.
I'm sitting down here in the campfire light.
I'm sitting down here in the campfire light.
Searching for the ghost of Tom Joad.
Waiting on the ghost of Tom Joad.
Said, Mom, wherever there's a cop beating a guy, wherever a hungry newborn baby cries, where there's a fight against the blood and hatred in the air, look for me, Mom, I'll be there. Wherever there's somebody fighting for a place to stand, for a decent job or a helping hand, wherever somebody's struggling to be free, look in their eyes, Mom. You'll see me.
Wherever somebody's struggling to be free, look in their eyes, Mom, you'll see me.
The highway is alive tonight.
The highway is alive tonight.
But nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes.
Where it's headed, everybody knows.
I'm sitting down here in the campfire
sitting
light.
Sitting down here in the campfire light.
Searching for the ghost of Tom Joad.
Waiting on the ghost of Tom Joad.
I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own. Bad man, don't leave my gal alone. My razor's got a rusty blade. Little man, right in the shade. I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own. I went down to my gal's house, though, and knocked on the door. And so, here's the Sam Henry down now, huh? And I asked him what he's doing down here, huh? He wants to know what I'm doing down here, huh? Well, I come down here to see my gal, sir. Who? He said, your gal? Well, you see who is playing the cards here, huh? I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own. That bad man don't leave my gal alone. My rigid got a rusty blade. Gonna lay that man right in the shade. I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own. So I went back downtown feeling both ways. I met that old scoundrel down on Messenger with my wife. I opened my raisin, hit him a crack on his overcoat. If she was made of noise, said you can have the coat, but I got to go. I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own. That bad man don't leave my gal alone. My rigid got a rusty blade. Don't lay that man right in the shade. I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own. So I go back downtown, and I met that Doug Henry coming up Fifth Avenue. So I crossed over on Henry Street, and that's why we con, huh? So when I hit him a crack with my razor, and he went straight on up four stories high and began to fly, huh? So his feet flew over my neck, And then I seen his britches start wiggling, and next thing, Sam Henry was gone, hun. So I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own. That bad man don't leave my gal alone. My rigid got a rusty blade, gonna lay that man right in the shade. I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own. I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own. Bad man, don't leave my gal alone. My rigid got a rusty blade, gonna lay that man right in the shade. I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own.
That was John Jackson with Graveyard Blues. He was a Piedmont blues musician and gravedigger from Virginia who had given up playing music in his community by the time folklorist Chuck Perdue found him in 1949. Arhuli Records released his first recordings in the early 1960s, and he toured Europe, played folk festivals, and recorded for a few other record companies during that time. That one's from his 1992 album, Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. He got the title of the song from a 78 recording by Jim Jackson, but made up his own version. Before that, we heard Pete Seeger and Bruce Springsteen with Ghost of Tom Joad. That song was included on the 2007 Appleseed Recordings album Sowing the Seeds, which they released in celebration of their 10th anniversary. Appleseed was founded in 1997 to explore the roots and branches of folk and world music and sow the seeds of social justice through music. Springsteen wrote the song, and it's the title track from his 11th album. The title refers to the protagonist of John Steinbeck's 1939 novel, The Grapes of Wrath. To kick off the show, we heard Jackson C. Frank with The Spectre. Here's one now from Buddy Moss. He was a Piedmont blues musician from Georgia who performed for over 40 years, beginning in 1930. He recorded this one, Undertaker Blues, in 1936.
I'm going down to the Undertaker and look down in my baby's face. I'm going down to the Undertaker and look down in my baby's face. I'm sorry she had to leave me, but I just can't take her place. Backed up to the Undertaker, said you roll my babe away. See her backed up to the Undertaker, said you roll my babe away. And I can't do nothing but grieve my time away. Man, when his babe on the cooling bowl. Now can a man feel bad when his babe on the cooling bowl? And no, she didn't go into your smiling face no more. Will roam. And now she come over on. She was a kind black woman. Oh, she make heaven her happy home.
Deeper than water. Thank you.
track, otter's track, otter's track. I have followed the wee brown otter's track, but I could not find my baby, oh. I followed the trail of the mountain mist, mountain mist, mountain mist. I followed the trail of the mountain mist, but I could not find my baby, oh. Oh, roving, roving, goody old ghoul, goody old ghoul, goody old ghoul. Oh, roving, roving, goody old ghoul. And I did not find
heard Carl Sandburg with I Could Not Find My Baby-O. He was a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, writer, and editor from Illinois who compiled a book called The American Song Bag in 1927, which presented folk songs from across the United States. He performed many of those songs at lectures and poetry recitals, accompanying himself on guitar several decades before the folk revival of the 1950s and 60s popularized the idea of the urban folk singer. That song is a lullaby that's likely Gaelic in origin, as there are several lullabies from the Orkneys and Hebrides that tell of a child who is carried away by fairies and whose mother searches for him in vain. Sandburg recorded his version in the early 1950s. Before that, we heard Fiver with Hair of the Dead. Fiver is the stage name of Toronto-based artist Simone Schmidt. That one's from the 2017 album of fictional field recordings collected from the files of people who were incarcerated at the Rockwood Asylum for the Criminally Insane in Kingston, Ontario, between 1856 and 1881, called Audible Songs from Rockwood. Before that, we heard Buddy Moss with Undertaker Blues. Here's one from Lonnie Johnson. He was an American blues and jazz singer born into a family of Louisiana musicians in 1899. He was a pioneer of jazz guitar and jazz violin, and he's recognized as the first to play an amplified violin, and as one of the originators of the single-string guitar solos that are so popular in contemporary rock, blues, and jazz. He recorded this one, Blue Ghost Blues, for OK Records in 1927.
I feel myself sinking down. I feel myself sinking down. My body is freezing. I feel something cold creeping around. My windows is rattling. My doorknob turning round and round. My windows is rattling. My doorknob turning round and round. This haunted house blues is killing me. I feel myself sinking down. I've been fastening this haunted house 6 long months today. I've been fastening this haunted house 6 long months today. The blue ghost has got the house around it loud and I can't get away. They got shotguns and pistols standing all around my door. They got shotguns and pistols standing all around my door. They haunt me all night long, so I can't sleep no more. The blue ghosts haunt me all night. The nightmare ride me all night long. blue ghost haunt me at night. The nightmare rides me all night long. They worry me so in this haunted house. I wish I were dead and gone.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
On my way home, by that lonesome graveyard, on my to be my man. Why no ghost at all? Someone asking for a ride. Why no ghost at all? from here, well, take me to that young ghost woman. Well, where's she keep me then? That young ghost woman. Money I get from working on the L&N. Jumps up and it made my life worthwhile.
That was Michael Hurley with Ghost Woman Blues. He's a member of the 1960s Greenwich Village folk scene who's still active and is also a cartoonist and painter. That one's off his long-lost 1984 album, Blue Navigator. The record label that first released the album burned down 3 years after its release, taking with it the master tapes, and the album was mostly available as an obscure import CD for years. That's his version of George Carter's song, which we heard before it. Carter was a blues musician who likely came from Georgia and played a 12-string guitar. Not much is known about him aside from that. He recorded only 4 songs for Paramount Records in 1929, and some believe that George Carter could have been a pseudonym for the Atlanta blues musician Charlie Lincoln. Before that, we heard Lonnie Johnson with Blue Ghost Blues. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana, or should I say Guliana Young. And today on the show, we're playing spooky, scary, and supernatural songs and stories. We'll hear one now from Jerron Paxton. He's a contemporary Los Angeles musician whose style draws from recordings made before World War II. This song, Tombstone Disposition, is from his new album, Things Done Changed, which came out on October 18th.
I don't know, I don't know. Yeah, I just can't tell. I don't know, I don't know. Yeah, I just can't tell. Will I make it better? Lord knows I never get better. Got me a tombstone disposition. Got me a graveyard mine. Tombstone disposition. Got me a graveyard mine. You know I've been mistreated. Sure don't mind. Got me 32-20. Shoot like 45. Got me a 32-20. Shoot like 45. Walk that whole Mississippi level. Sure don't have to hide. What can you do? Pacify my mind. Baby, what can you do? Pacify my mind. I've been mistreated, and I sure don't mind dying. Wanna see what I'm so crazy about. I wanna see what I'm crazy about. When my baby come along, I know baby gonna jump and shout. Come to me, baby, get in my arms. In my arms. And if I don't mean you no good, I sure don't mean you no harm. I don't know, I don't know. Yeah, I just can't tell. I don't know. And yeah, I just can't tell. Will I make it better? Lord knows I never get well.
Thank you. telling each other stories.
Way down in the big woods of Tennessee, there lay of a man in a house all alone by his seal. And that house didn't have but one room in it. And that room was his living room and his dining room and his boiler room and his sitting room and his kitchen too. And in one end of that room was a great big open fireplace. And that's where the man cooking at his supper. And one night after he'd done cooking at his supper, he crept in through the cracks of the logs, the curiousest creature you ever did see. And it have a great big long tail. And when that man see that creature, he pick up his hatchet. And with one lick, he cut that thing's tail off. And that creature crept back out through the cracks of the logs again and run off. And that man fool-like, he cook that tail, he did. And then he ate it. And then he went to bed and went to sleep. At them sleep very long, he wake up. He hears something on the side of his house, sound like it's trying to get in. And he listened, and he could hear it go, scratch, scratch, scratch. And then he hear it go, tail lip hole, tail lip hole. All I want's my tail lip hole. Nice man, he have himself three dogs. One's called Uno, one's called Eno, and one's called Comptico Calico. He called them dogs. He go, here! Them old dogs come boiling up from underneath the floor and chase that thing way down in the woods. And that man pull like he go back to bed again. He don't go to sleep. At them sleep very long, he wake up. Here's some at the top of his door, sound like he's trying to get in. He listen and he could hear it go scratch, scratch, scratch. And then he hear it go tail lip hole, tail lip hole. All I want's my tail lip hole. This man he call his dogs again. He go, here. Them old dogs come busting around the side of the house, scotched up with that thing at the gate and just tore the whole fence down trying to get at it. This time they chased it way down in the big swamp. And this man, he go back to bed again, he don't go to sleep. Long in the middle of the night, he wake up. He hear something coming from the big swamp. He listen and he can hear it go, you know, I know. All I want's my tail lip hole. This man, he called his dogs again. He go, yeah. You know, that time, them dogs didn't come. That thing would take them way down in the big swamp and killed them or lost them. That man fool like he go back to bed again. He don't go to sleep. Just before daylight, he wake up and he hears something in his cabin, sound like it's trying to climb up the covers at the foot of his bed. And he listen and he could hear it go scratch, scratch, scratch. And he look over for the bed and he seen two pointy ears. And in a minute he seen two round fiery eyes just looking at him. And this man, he wanted to call his dogs, but he too scared to holler. That thing kept on creeping up on him and climbing and creeping up till by and by's right on top of that man. And it looked down at him and it say in a low moany voice, tail lip hole, tail lip hole, all I want's my tail lip hole. This man, he get his voice back again and he say, I ain't got your tail lip hole. And that thing say, oh, yes, you have. And I'm gonna get it!
That was William Mooney with Tailipo. Mooney is an actor and Grammy-nominated storyteller from Arkansas who moved to New York in the early 1960s to pursue a theater career. That one's from the 1966 recording of his own stage show, Half Horse, Half Alligator, which opened in 1964 and had a successful run at different theaters across the United States. Tailey Poe is a classic Appalachian folktale. Before that, we heard Fred Eaglesmith with Killing Me. He's an Ontario musician who hopped a freight train going west as a teenager and began writing and performing his music. That one's from his 2008 album, Tinderbox. And before that, we heard Jerron Paxton with Tombstone Disposition. We'll hear one now from Fraser Union from British Columbia. They formed in 1983, and this song, The Ghost Program, is from their 2000 album, From There to Here. The song's by Canadian musician, songwriter, and programmer Zeke Hoskin.
An old programmer hacked his code alone and late one night. He tried to save his program just in case he had it right. When all at once an error message flashed across his screen. An OS dumped in Octo from a virtual machine. Yippee-yay-yay! Yippee-yay-o! Ghost program in the drive. The drives were spinning backwards and the heads began to seek. The printer gave 10 form feeds and started spewing green. The speaker moaned and giggled through the tolling of a bell, and the picture on the monitor was an inside view of hell. All the damned. The demons stood there laughing with their pitchforks in their hands. Control C couldn't kill it, reset wouldn't work at all. When he tried to pull the power cord, it was welded to the wall. Yippee-yay-yay! Yippee-yay-ho! Finally ran its course and off the screen it scrolled. But the last two lines it printed out, they made his blood run cold. Programmer, change your ways today or this will be your fate. You'll come back as machine code for an 8088.
Pushing pinks and
Just heard John Ungayak with I'd Walk a Mile for My Girl. He's a Yupik singer-songwriter, born in Nightmute, Alaska in 1941. That song comes from an album inspired by his work preserving his native language, with the first side entirely in Yupik and the second in English. Before that, we heard Daniela Gesundheit, Old Man Ludica, and Tony Decker with Welcome to the Dark. That one's from the National Parks Project, a 2011 music and film project to mark the 100th anniversary of the creation of the Canadian National Park System. That one's the result of the Cape Breton Highlands Project. Before that, we heard Fraser Union with the Ghost Program. Here's one from Ola Bell Reed. She was an American musician from Ashe County, North Carolina. She was born to a musical family, and her uncle Dockery Campbell taught her to play the banjo as a child, while her mother and grandmother taught her songs and ballads. Reed formed the band the New River Boys and Girls with her brother Alex, and they went on to open the New River Ranch Music Park in Maryland, which hosted a number of well-known artists. This song, Over Yonder in the Graveyard, is from the 1977 album Ola Bell Reed and Family. The song's also known as Undone in Sorrow, and it's her own song.
Hello. a man with riches, undone and sorry.